speaking with Joan, friends. We're at the Peace Wall, and it is, and we're in Joan's back garden. Joan, on this beautiful and sunny day, tell us about the walls themselves first.
Well, the wall, I don't know how long the walls are up now, because as I say, I moved here about 14 years ago, and the walls have been up well before that. But as I say, there's new iron bits at the top, as you can see.
It's like a corrugated iron on top. Yeah.
It's only been replaced now, about 2.5 years.
And on your backyard here, you're actually directly behind in the national side. You're directly behind this, again,
the
maybe
Lower Shankill.
Lower Shankill.
The Lower Shankill, yeah. That would be behind the wall.
Now, when you came here first, what was the atmosphere like? Did any of the kids in the neighborhood, did they go the other side of the wall, or would they have?
No. No, kids don't really, no.
They still don't, no.
I would actually still be frightened going over to the Shankill. It sounds mad.
Yeah.
But I'd still be frightened going over the Shankill. When I moved in here, then I'd have relatives in the street, and I used to come up, and the tension is always high from June right through. It's very high. Everyone's on their toes because it's the marching season, and people seem to be really tense, more tense around that time of the year, because they were always sort of getting attacked. But as you can see, they've added more fencing to the Peace Wall. And on the other side, they fenced in most of the area that was waste ground. So the houses don't really get, they would still get stuff coming over every so often, but not as much now, you know.
Now, when you're talking about stuff coming over, that could be
golf balls, fireworks, bricks, whatever sort of you can carry poles over them.
Yes, are they usually, does that coincide with when marches are taking place?
It is higher around about that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go around the sort of Lanark Way, you'll see the gates, the peace gates at the Fed, and they're closed every night.
Yeah.
Right? So they're closed every night. But coming the marching, they're closed a bit earlier, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But they meet up. If you know what I mean, the sort of Catholics and Protestants meet up. But it's not for a good yarn and a good night out.
Right.
It's actually, you know, sort of there's tension between them.
Right. Now, if you had a friend on the other side of the wall, somebody who you've known, you know, either all your life or somebody you've met since you came here 14 years ago, how would you communicate? Would you go to her house? Would she come to your house?
I would actually feel more comfortable for them to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
I still wouldn't go over there.
Yes.
So, just.
What is the big difference between now and 14 years ago when you came here?
I think there's sort of small groups are sort of trying to work together, you know, from both sides. And I think it's mainly the men, if you know what I mean. They're trying to work, whether it's sort of trying to keep the heightened tension. They take the kids out round about the marching season, and that's even round sort of internment as times as well. They take them out of the area and bring them to sort of residential places, you know, sort of. You know, take them out. So when the bonfires are all lit, the night's over. So then the kids return, if you know what I mean. So,
Is there a specific area where there are, you know, legitimate like bonfires? Is that era all over?
Oh, right behind here. See, when you go behind, you'll see at the Peace Wall. On this side of the road, it's all sort of, as I say, all blacked in. But on the other side, that's where they hold their bonfire.
Yeah.
So if you sort of stand in Clanner's Gardens and look up, you will see the bonfire, because it's really, really high. Yes.
And how often is that bonfire?
Oh, that's on the sort of the 11th night.
The 11th night, the 11th in the
So you can see all the flags, you can see everything just by looking over.
What happens after the famous 12th of July? How long does it take for the atmosphere to clear?
Well, that depends. As you know, it's an ongoing situation at the moment with them at Ardoin. So the tension's still high in Belfast.
Right.
If you know what I mean, there's still tension going on between the two communities, you know.
Yeah.
So
are there restaurants or are there pubs where you can assume that the nationalists would hang out, or are there some pubs that cater to, say, both communities?
I think
close
maybe
enough to here.
Here? No.
No.
Catholic Street in our area. Patterson Street in our area.
Yeah.
The town centre would be. But saying that, when you go into the town centre, there's certain clubs you turn and say, you wouldn't go in there, it's 90% sort of Patterson. I wouldn't go in there, it's 90% Catholic, you know. So you know what streets in the town too they avoid. I'd say around the university sort of streets, you know, where all the students are, it's more relaxed.
What happened when the announcement of the Good Friday Agreement, when that announcement was made, how did this area, how did, the Falls Road, how did the nationalist community respond to that?
I think everyone was sort of thinking, you know, we're going to have peace. If you know what I mean, it's because there was an awful lot.
Did it kick in right away? I mean, was there a noticeable difference where people...
I suppose it's slow.
Slow.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's sort of, you've still got a division when you think about it, you know. And the division, when you're coming to try to bring communities together, you start with the kids, if you know what I mean. To me, you start with the children. You put put all schools together, so there's Catholic and Protestant. And to me, you should sort of, religion should be taught at home. Or taught in the, you know what I mean, just sort of, should be taught. You should have, if you want Sunday school, there should be Sunday school, either sort of through the chapels or the churches.
How did the schools work now in terms of, does the government, do they subsidize both the Catholic and the Protestant schools? Are they both subsidized equally?
I think I don't really know about that, but I know, like, you know, the Catholic schools are sort of still run by the Catholic church, if you know what I mean. So they have a lot of say of what goes on in the schools. But saying that I have kids and they've came through the schools, and when I was at the school, you were sort of taught, you know, the real Catholicism, you know, about this, about abortion, about that. But now the schools are taught more about different religions.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, they're taught about sort of Catholics, Protestants, Muslims, you know, a wide range of different cultures.
It's more of an integration now?
Yeah, well, that's what I find in the schools at the moment. They do the Bible, but they're taught different religions.
Yeah, it's great in one sense to be here. It would, for most of us, we would be probably very apprehensive about moving this close to the wall, and we're talking about your backyard is actually
as the peaceful
as the peaceful.
Yeah.
Look, it's great, and I still think that it's something positive will come out, but we're hearing from everybody slow. Nobody has said it's going to be
there's no major leap. They sort of have to work at it, you know. And I think you have to work from the youngest, because I think sort of the older generation, my generation, who's came through the troubles, and the ones before me, you know, who've actually were involved in a lot of troubles. I think they've, you know, a lot of forgiving, if you know what I mean. There's a lot of healing to go on there as well. And I think you have to work on the kids now, or the generation to come, you know, the future of Belfast, if you know what I mean. So, and that's the ones you have to work with. And I just think integrated schools, you know,
there's
more.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing that's changed is like workplaces, because years ago it used to be Madonna, sort of, it was more like maybe Patterson's worked in one area.
Yeah.
But now it has to be 50-50.
Right. Is that working?
Well, it's working in a lot of places, if you know what I mean. Where you've got, you know, like factories and things like that, you know, it is working there.
Of course,
that's set by law.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has, they have to.
And
have
that started with McBride principles, obviously, coming into the factories and whatever. The Mays prison, there's a controversy about the Mays prison now as to whether or not it should be designated and transformed into a peace center. What's the feeling on that?
Well, I think it's sort of. It's part of two communities.
Yeah.
History, if you know what I mean. It's not just one community, it's two communities that are involved there. And I think, in a way, it should be, because you've got a lot of people coming over here, tourism, and this is what they're coming over now, they're a more peaceful island.
Yes.
Which is a godsend. They're coming over, but there's still a division. But I think, for history reasons, for people to come and see, I think it should keep some of it, and because that's where the hard nuts were, wasn't it?
I'm on both sides of it. Your first Prime Minister Peter Robinson has kind of made a U-turn just in the last week alone and said, okay, it was a good idea, however we've decided against it. Is in the course of what's happening in Belfast, is it a big deal one way or the other?
The Mays? No. I think at the minute, you know, it's just the march and the tensions between the two communities. That's the main focus at the minute. Trying to find peace for that part of town, you know, for the people there, you know, because they're sort of, the two communities are living in tension there at the moment. See, I have to do it all, away with all kinds of marching, all kinds of flags. Do away with it all. That's my opinion.
Now, there are no obvious flags at this wall.
No.
One way. Is that new, or was it always stuff?
No, it's always been like that.
Always like. Looking at your upstairs back window, I noticed that there are, and along the windows here, just on the at the peace wall, you have gates. Are those?
Grills.
What are those for?
That's just to protect the windows in case there's anything comes over, you know. So, but they've been up for years and years.
Yeah.
So, but that's just really what they're for, just protection, you know. So.
Now, would you feel safe letting your kids roam around your backyard unsupervised, or would you? Is there blackguarding?
No. It's safe enough now. You know, it's safe enough now, as I say, because they've added the extra grills. You know, so, but it's safe enough now. And as I say, there isn't much comes over the walls anymore, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
That's sort of all stopped, I think.
Yes.
What happened is that the men from both areas have, you know, sort of came to a meeting and they've agreed on, you know, to keep that down.
That has to be, it's marvellous.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen one police car, one police person in this whole area. We've been driving around now for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Do you feel, are there unmarked cars? Is there police presence?
There's a community policing, if you know what I mean. So you'll see them, I don't know, every hour or something. You know, there's the command in the cars, you know, just sort of circling the area. But then again, you'll see a Land Rover.
Yes.
You know, but it's not as the way it was years ago, no. Sort of. Then I remember when the army was here. When you had the Saracens.
Yeah, and that was scary.
Because you had two Saracens, if you know what I mean, sort of. It was just constantly laughing, you know, so.
Yeah. John, you're terrific, and I wish you all the luck in the world.
All right.
On both sides of the wall.
Well, that's it.
And it's getting there slowly but surely.
Yeah, I think people have to realise too that there's no difference. You know, we've got the same problems as everyone else on the other side.
Do you foresee a time when the wall will be removed?
maybe, as I say, the work with the kids.
Yeah.
The kids now. Maybe in another couple of generations. But I can't see it. And I would actually move if they pulled the walls there.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, indeed.
Okay.
And God bless. Good luck.
Radio.
Great.